Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. And this week I've been fumbling around for the answer.
My name is Simon Kappa. Fingerprints are very useful for identifying people, but what was the original function of fingerprints?
Before the days of detectives, why did we need all those silly ridges on our fingers?
I'm Dr. Roland Enos from the University of Manchester, and I'm in the Faculty of Life Sciences here. Well, the answer, I'm afraid, is that no one truly knows. The most obvious idea is that they roughen our fingers to increase the friction. But we've done some tests here in Manchester, and we found that, in fact, the fingers actually behave rather like car tyres. And because the fingerprints actually reduce our contact area with the surface, they actually will actually reduce friction, just like the grooves in car tyres in a wet weather tyre reduces the grip of a Formula One car. Another possibility, which must say I favour, is that the ridging could actually help to prevent blister formation, because the pattern will allow our skin to have much greater compliance, and so that can help to reduce the shear stresses around the edge of our contact zone. And the reason I believe that is that if you ever do DIY tasks, what you tend to find is that the only bits where you get blisters is the bits not on your fingerprints or wherever the big pattern of your palms, but in areas where there aren't any prints. Well, of course, there's no doubt that one of the roles of fingerprints must be to improve tactile discrimination, because rubbing your finger over a surface, when it hits the rough projections, they seem to help to detect the vibrations, and so it is likely that one of the roles of fingerprints is to improve touch discrimination. But that can't be the main function, because the soles of our feet, the palms of our hands also have fingerprints, so that must be just a secondary function.
Fingerprints may be there to reduce blistering when hanging around trees or to create vibrations from the items we touch, and this heightens our sensitivity in our fingers. On the forum, both JNA and Discovery Dave said that fingerprints help to improve our touch sensitivity. Nizzle said that fingerprints might be better for gripping all those useful items around the house, like doors. And next week, we'll be tackling a cartilaginous question.
My name is Aaron Santos. I'm a physicist working in the chemical engineering department at the University of Michigan. And my question is this. If blood comes from bone marrow, and sharks are cartilaginous fish, then where does a shark's blood come from?
How do sharks make their blood? There's not always just one right answer, so help us to answer this question of the week by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com, or you can use our forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.